Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Greece says no to European bailout. Greek voters overwhelmingly rejected a demand by the country's lenders to impose more austerity measures on them in exchange for new bailout loans for the government in Athens. With most of the votes tallied from Sunday's referendum, more than 60% rebuffed warnings from European leaders that ignoring their calls for more austerity could force the country from the 19-nation euro currency bloc. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, who had urged a no vote, said Athens is ready to return to the negotiating table and that the public mandate will give him a stronger hand to reach a better deal with Greece's creditors. Greek opposition leader Antonis Samaras announced his resignation after his New Democracy Party had urged a yes vote in the referendum. European Council President Donald Tusk called a summit of Eurozone leaders for Tuesday to discuss the situation. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says progress is being made toward a nuclear agreement with Iran, but he says negotiators are stuck on several key issues. The foreign ministers of six nations are returning to Vienna to make a final push to secure agreement ahead of a July 7th deadline. Federica Mogherini is the EU foreign affairs chief.
I would say that from tomorrow onwards, the next couple of days, we are here to check, to assess if a deal can be closed. And my message today is that if a deal can be closed, it's now.
Federica Mogherini of the EU. A suicide bomber killed at least five people. It happened at a church in northeast Nigeria. The blast occurred Sunday morning at a church in Potiskum, the largest city in Yobe State. The bombing is the latest in a string of suspected Boko Haram attacks that have left more than 150 dead over the past week. This is VOA News. U.S.-led coalition airstrikes in eastern Syria over the weekend killed at least 23 Islamic State militants. The coalition says the airstrikes targeted structures and transit routes used by the Islamic State in and around Raqqa. A coalition spokesman says the airstrikes were intended to deny the militants the ability to move military capabilities throughout Syria and into Iraq. Saudi-led airstrikes in Yemen killed civilians Sunday in the city of Aden as a UN envoy arrived in the capital for talks on a ceasefire plan with Houthi rebels. The number of dead in the latest attack is still unclear, but according to media sources, between 8 and 30 civilians were killed. The spokesman for South Sudan's army is expressing doubt about a recent United Nations report accusing the army of committing atrocities. Colonel Philip Aguirre dismissed the report as being without merit, demanding an independent inquiry into the atrocities to determine who carried them out. The report, based on interviews with more than 100 witnesses, accused the South Sudanese army of committing the atrocities, including raping and burning women and girls alive in the oil-rich Unity State between April and June. East African regional heads of state plan to meet in Tanzania's commercial capital Dar es Salaam Monday to find a way to resolve the crisis in Burundi. It's unclear Burundi President Pierre Nkurunziza would attend the meeting. Burundi's opposition says his third-term bid undermines the constitution. Pope Francis is on an eight-day visit to Ecuador, Bolivia, and Paraguay. The Pope arrived in Ecuador's capital Quito Sunday on the first leg of the trip. At the airport, he was greeted by government and church dignitaries. Pope Francis says he wants to emphasize the plight of impoverished during his trip. He is skipping a visit to his native Argentina, but plans to head to his homeland next year. Lawmakers in the southern U.S. state of South Carolina will begin debating whether to remove the Civil War-era Confederate flag from the grounds of the state capitol. The debate follows an appeal by South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley to remove it. Hundreds of people have held weekly demonstrations urging lawmakers to scrap the official public display of what the protesters call a symbol of racism and slavery. The young white gunman who admitted killing nine African Americans inside a Charleston church last month is a self-confessed racist who is pictured holding the Confederate flag. The United States won the Women's World Cup, beating defending champion Japan 5-2. U.S. team captain Carly Lloyd scored three goals to lead the American victory in the title game played in Vancouver, Canada. No team had ever scored more than two goals in a Women's World Cup final. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.